Do you remember what was in our first reading? Did anything from it stick out to you? Honestly, if I were to read this in like the secular world, they'll be scandalized by what was in it because it's such a intimate and kind of weird phrasing of things that should make us kind of uncomfortable. If you don't believe me, hear it again. Oh, that you may drink from delight at her with her milk and suck or nurse with delight at her abundant breast, that you may be fondled in her lap and carried in her arms. For some reason, this is very uncomfortable to us, and that's okay. It should be slightly uncomfortable to us. We're so used to hearing all these readings and hearing them in their normal cycle, and like it's so common, we forget the gravity of these passages and how important they really are for us. The gravity of the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah is the great intimacy of God. How much God loves us and wants us to be in a very close and personal relationship with him. If you don't believe me, at the end of John's gospel, when Jesus was at the Last Supper, the apostle John reclined upon Jesus' chest and rested his head there. That level of intimacy. And now God is relating to his people as though he's a mother who's caring for his infant child. It's a very beautiful image, and an image that should take us and have us reflect on our own spiritual life. Am I that intimate with God? Can I be intimate with God in that way? The answer is yes. Yes, you can. But the problem is we're so used to kind of this rote form of prayer, we're not used to how to get there. The nice thing is we have a few different ways in our readings for today that guide us to experience that level of intimacy with God. But before I get into that, I want to leave you with an image to kind of help you understand what I mean. A few years ago, I was at a Franciscan convent, and as I was trying to leave, the sister was constantly giving me more and more candy to help me with my route home. She was very kind. Then she said, "Oh, look at this statue. There's a statue there of St. Francis." And St. Francis was staring up at the crucified Jesus up on the cross. His eyes were fixed upon him, and he was almost like on his toes, trying to get closer and closer to Jesus. His whole body radiated this idea of, "I want to be as close to you as I possibly can." Jesus, on the other hand, was staring down intently at St. Francis. His eyes were fixed upon him. It was like he was trying to come off the cross to embrace St. Francis. That level of intimacy. Their eyes were fixed upon each other, lost in a gaze that could only be imagined. This is a level of intimacy we can get to, but we're not used to it. So we have to kind of start at a different place. In today's gospel, Jesus appointed 72 disciples. This was before he called his 12. So there's these 72 disciples who are with him, and he sends them off in pairs. And the interesting point is that he didn't give them any instructions except go and proclaim the message. And in addition to that, carry nothing with you. It's an ultimate form of trust. They go out with nothing, knowing that in the process of going out, they will encounter God who will provide for their every need. And so they go out, and they have this amazing experience. They come back going, "Jesus, you won't believe what happened to us. We cast out demons. We cured people. It was awesome." And how does Jesus react? "Good job, my servants. You did a wonderful job." No, he said, "Don't rejoice, because that's not where you should put your trust or your faith. Your faith should be in the fact that you believe in me and you'll be in heaven." So it's not about doing things. The whole point of sending the 72 out were that they would trust him more and more, and through the trust come to believe in who he actually is and guide themselves into that relationship. The same thing works for us. We should be working on this relationship of trust with our God. How much do I trust him? Can I leave everything behind and just go where he asked me to go? Or do I have things that I'm kind of attached to that's like, I kind of want to trust you, but not quite yet? That's the route we need to start on, this simple first stage of building that trust, that God will provide. He will make things happen. I can trust in him. Because once we build that level of trust, we can get to the second stage. And the second stage is the hard one. As I'm the age where my friends are either trying to find a spouse or have found a spouse, so I get to watch them in their various stages of relationship. And one thing I've noticed is when we want to build that relationship with someone, it takes time. We can't assume that I can spend an hour with you now and come back a month later and we'll be right where we were. It doesn't work that way. We have to constantly work at our even personal relationships in order for them to develop and flourish and become something. The same thing works with God. 1 hour a week, we'll get to know him like he's there, But to really develop that level of intimacy, to come to know him, hear his voice, hear his words being spoken to us, know of the love of his heart, that takes time. And it takes time just not sitting there praying, but really engaging it as a relationship. Who are you, God? What do you want me to believe? How do I come to understand you? These are the questions we should be asking as we listen for his voice, hear the words spoken to you, to all of us, that God loves us. And then as we continue to spend that time in prayer, time coming to know who God is, then the intimacy develops out of that. But God has already taken the upper hand. He desires intimacy with us and has done that in a very profound way for us to help us experience what that might be like in very simple ways. The most profound way we have is the Eucharist, in which God gave us his body and blood to eat and drink. And as Julian of Norwich says so eloquently, God is so humble, he gave us his flesh to gnaw on. Yeah, now it gets uncomfortable. You thought Isaiah was bad. I can get worse. To gnaw on his flesh with our teeth and to drink his blood. This is the level of intimacy the Eucharist is. So that he enters into our body, becomes one with us. Because he wants us so desperately, he gave us everything about him that we may come to believe in him. And so this is where we're left at this weekend. We are challenged to really try to grasp the level of intimacy God wants to be with us, to start to ponder these questions. What do I want to do in my life to really grow that relationship? How do I want to come to know our God? Does it matter to me ultimately? Or do I just want to kind of do what I'm doing and hope for the best? Because we are left with the same question that Peter asked Jesus. Jesus asked Peter. There we go. Peter, do you love me? And we want our response to be, yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.